You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Good morning, Broncos fans. I hope you guys have your coffee in hand because we have a jam-packed free agency special episode today on the day where the NFL free agency period officially kicks off for the league. Every move becomes official once the new league year happens at 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's New York time. That's 2 o'clock p.m. Denver time, Mountain time, as we all know it. And we're going to have you covered over here at the Locked On Broncos podcast. The Broncos active, making a couple big moves during the legal tampering period. We're going to have complete reaction to that in segment number one. The Broncos also lost some players to the free agency roundtable. We analyze that as well in our daily Broncos rundown. In segment number two, we're going to analyze how some of those moves have impacted the Broncos offensively and defensively for better or worse. And then in segment number three, we're going to have you covered with some other NFL news related to free agency and how everything else happens. What are the Broncos' plans in terms of addressing maybe other positions of need? Tight end, what is their plan there? We provide you guys with some information on that as well. Very excited to be back with you guys once again. I am your host, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst covering the Denver Broncos as well as the rest of the NFL. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. I also do some work for the fan side of networks, predominantlyorange.com, a Broncos site giving you daily Broncos coverage. I work with a great group of content creators, no clickbait article titles. We keep it 110% real. Very, very proud of the guys over there at predominantlyorange.com. Very blessed to be with them. But yes, let's dive right into it. Our daily Broncos rundown. Free agency. Like I said, everything is official today. The Case Keenum trade, the Joe Flacco trade, all becomes official today at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. The Broncos, as I mentioned earlier, made some big moves during the legal tampering period that also become official today, and that is the signing of cornerback Kareem Jackson, formerly of the Houston Texans. They signed him to a three-year, $33 million deal. We talked about that a little bit in yesterday's episode. $23 million of that is guaranteed money. Now, we did a little bit of digging here. About $6 million of that will count towards the cap in 2019. So the Broncos are still at liberty to make some more moves in free agency. Don't expect any big, big deals, but maybe expect him to bring back maybe guys like Tremaine Brock on a one-year deal, Jeff Heuerman on a one-year deal, some guys to give them some prove-it type deals. That's becoming a big thing around the NFL. And I think the signing of Kareem Jackson is going to impact the Broncos better defensively because in Coach Fangio's scheme, they will be running a lot of zone coverage. Kareem Jackson, I went back and I watched a lot of film on him yesterday and today, and one thing that stood out to me, he can play man-to-man coverage, but in my honest opinion, I think he's a stronger zone cover corner, which if we're talking about Coach Fangio, Ed Donatell's defensive scheme and the 3-4 defense, it's all predicated off of zone coverage, and he's got very good instincts. He's very quick. He reminds me a lot in terms of his speed. He reminds me a lot of Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, just a guy that's more physical that will come up and hit people. And one thing I also liked about him too is he's a fundamental technician. That is one of the biggest things that Coach Fangio wants in his defense, and he's getting that guy there with Kareem Jackson. He's got the ability to be a hybrid type player. He can play some too high safety for the Broncos, but that is not the reason that the Broncos have brought him in. Despite some of the narrative out there, a lot of people saying that Kareem Jackson is brought in, he's getting this much money to be a safety. That is not true. We may see him in certain situations where he goes back, but I highly doubt it. He's primarily brought in to play cornerback for the Broncos, to be the number two corner behind Chris Harris Jr. And the plan is in free agency, if they can get a guy, if they can bring back Tremaine Brock on a one-year deal, more than likely we could see that happen. If not, look for the Broncos to add a cornerback after round one in this year's NFL draft. Keep an eye on cornerback Rock Ya-Sin. I love that name. Very, very good name there. But he's become a talent that a lot of people have started to talk about a little bit more so than some of the first round guys. You know, a lot of people in the draft community believe that this cornerback class has a lot of steals in the later rounds. Greedy Williams, obviously a first round talent. DeAndre Baker, Byron Murphy as well. But there are some underrated talent at cornerback. So keep an eye on that. The Broncos still will probably choose a cornerback in this year's draft, just not round one. From what I've been told, they're going to be looking at going best player available. Another key signing that the Broncos had made is Juwan James, formerly the right tackle for the Miami Dolphins. And the Broncos had a lot of interest in him last year going up to the trade deadline. There were some talks about C.J. Anderson being traded to the Dolphins for Juwan James. That fell apart. The Broncos, they got their guy now, and he's going to be a solid guy. And we got to look at it this way, too. He's heading into a system under Rich Scangarello, West Coast-style offense. Also, you have Mike Munchak as your offensive line coach. Right now, on paper, that seems fine and dandy for the Broncos. And I think, you know, with the addition of Juwan James, I think it adds a little bit more security to that right tackle spot that the Broncos haven't had in quite some years. So this is good news. This is a good signing. The Broncos addressing two major positions of need early on in the free agency period. They could add up bringing Jeff Hireman back. Like I said, look for them to look at Jeff Hireman in-house on a one-year deal. Tremaine Brock possibly being brought back on a one-year deal as well to help contribute and add more depth to the secondary. He battled a lot of injuries in 2018, unfortunately, but when he was on the field, he did provide the Broncos with some good value. So they're taking a look at every option here without pulling out their checkbook and spending major money, as we've seen a lot of NFL teams do during this last 72-hour period. We're going to see more of that. We also have some breaking news. We're going to break. We're going to let Locked On Giants kind of drop the bombshell a little bit later on before we get into segment number two, but there's some former Broncos that are headed elsewhere, and it's all started. Let's start off with Billy Turner. He's heading to the Green Bay Packers. Provided a lot of value to the Broncos in terms of his versatility to play inside and outside as a tackle or a guard. He filled in very nicely for the Broncos when Connor McGovern had to move over to center. He stepped in at right guard and provided the Broncos with a lot of value offensively to keep that run game going a little bit. They still struggled towards the end of the season, and the loss of Matt Paradis was very, very evident. And that is something that the Broncos are actually going to have to overcome once again, as former Bronco center Matt Paradis, he's signing with the Carolina Panthers, 3-year, $27 million deal. The Broncos and the Jets were slugging it out as of Monday evening for Matt Paradis. Carolina Panthers came out of nowhere. There was some hesitance from the New York Jets on maybe pulling an offer. A lot riding on Le'Veon Bell, possibly. But overall, the Broncos, they offered Matt Paradis a deal. They offered him a one-year deal, more so a prove-it deal. And the reason they did that was because he did provide the Broncos with a lot of value prior to him breaking his leg. However, the NFL, we talk about it all the time, is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately business. There were some major concerns with Matt Paradis' health coming back from the... Now, physical therapy, everything was going well according to what I have heard. It's on track. He should be ready to go in 2019. But the Broncos had some hesitation in terms of paying a lot of money for a center coming off of a major, major injury. Leg breaks are a different animal. If it was a ligament tear, still a little bit of concern, but maybe not as much as a compound. I don't even know if compound fracture, that's where the bone pops out of the skin. But a fractured fibula is something that not a lot of players come back the same from. So the Broncos offered a one-year deal, a prove-it deal, to see if they would want to pay him the next season. He turned that down. He got guaranteed money in Carolina. He's going to go over there and be the new center for Cam Newton, Christian McCaffrey. You know, the Carolina Panthers are going to be, I think, an underrated team in 2019, depending on if Cam Newton is ready. I know he had shoulder surgery, so that's going to be a storyline to follow for the NFL world. But, you know, want to wish Matt Paradis the best of luck in his future endeavors. He contributed a lot to the Broncos, Super Bowl champion. He will be missed. A very, very solid piece on the offensive line. And we're going to talk about what the loss of Matt Paradis will bring to the Broncos, what they have to do on the offensive line to counteract that in 2019. We're going to talk about that in segment number two. But one more signing, former Bronco cornerback Bradley Roby is taking a deal for the Houston Texans. The Broncos essentially swapping cornerbacks in this year's free agency period. Broncos taking on Kareem Jackson. The Houston Texans taking on Bradley Roby. Bradley Roby's taking a one-year, $10 million deal as a prove-it deal to prove he wants to showcase to the NFL world that, you know, he had a rough 2018 season, but he could still play. And so going to Houston and playing with Tashaun Gibson, they also acquired at safety, in a Houston system where, look, there's going to be a lot of questions. Deshaun Watson, a very talented player. DeAndre Hopkins. Bradley Roby's going into a good situation, ideally. He's going to have a chance to showcase his talent. He wants to prove that he can play and he can change the market and get a bigger payday. He's taking a gamble on himself, and he turned down a three-year deal from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's kind of, you know, I don't know what really to think of that. I have no idea. I can't speculate on that. You have to wonder if maybe it had something to do with with the situation that's going on in Pittsburgh with all the players coming out against Ben Roethlisberger and leadership, so on and so forth. But Bradley Roby also was a thorn in the side of Pittsburgh Steelers fans in the 2015 divisional playoff game, as well as 2018, forcing James Conner to fumble. Those were monumental in terms of the Denver Broncos winning those games. So Bradley Roby, want to wish him the best. He had nothing but great things to say about Broncos country and the fan base. He said he's going to miss the city of Denver. Very monumental in the Broncos winning a Super Bowl in 2015. So Bradley Roby, best of luck in Houston. But we're going to get on to segment number two here in just a moment. We're going to talk about how the loss of some of these players may impact the Broncos on the offense and defensive side of the ball. Specifically, how the departure of Matt Paradis. What does that do for the Broncos offensive line? Who's going to step in at center? Does this change the Broncos' plans in free agency or the draft? We analyze all that coming up in just a moment. But before we get to that, I want to take you guys to the Locked On Giants podcast, where Patricia Traina breaks down the big news. Odell Beckham Jr. traded from the Giants to the Cleveland Browns in exchange for a first and third round pick and Jabril Peppers.
What's up, NFL fans? This is Patricia Traina of Locked On Giants here with the big time news. The New York Giants have traded receiver Odell Beckham Jr. to the Cleveland Browns. No, folks, this isn't a drill. This trade has indeed happened, and it will become official as of 4:01 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, March 12th, the start of the 2019 league year. The Giants will receive the Browns' first round pick, number 17 overall, as well as the second of the Browns' two third round picks, the one that they acquired from the Patriots last year in a trade with New England for Danny Shelton. The Giants will also receive Browns safety Jabril Peppers, who is in the third year of a four-year rookie contract. For more on this story, including reactions, cap ramifications, and what's next for the Giants after this trade, make sure you checked out the Locked On Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
The Browns making some big power moves, and the Giants making a lot of questionable moves right now. The Giants entering a rebuild period from the looks of it. There were some other trades that had occurred right before the NFL free agency period had happened. Dee Ford, formerly the pass rusher for the Kansas City Chiefs, is on his way to the San Francisco 49ers. They get their pass rusher. What do they do in the NFL draft now with the second pick? Do they go Nick Bosa? The question remains to be seen. We're going to have you covered all throughout the NFL free agency process, the draft process here at the Locked On NFL Network. Before we jump into this offensive line discussion about what the Broncos are going to do, you know, there is some news that, you know, through the free agency frenzy, we kind of passed up a little bit, but the Broncos will play the Atlanta Falcons on August 1st in Canton, Ohio in the Hall of Fame game. This gives the Broncos five preseason games. Now, in the Hall of Fame game, really, it's worth mentioning, there's not going to be any starters for the Broncos playing in this game. And a big reason the Broncos were given this game, according to several people, was because Pat Bowlen is being inducted in the Hall of Fame for the Broncos. This was a nod to him, a respect move, and rightfully so. The Broncos get a go in there, and they get to play the Falcons. Very excited about that. This means training camp opens up a little earlier for Broncos country. I'm excited about that. We'll be there for training camp, giving you the best Broncos coverage possible. So thank you guys for always staying tuned over here at the Locked On Broncos podcast. So in terms of Matt Paradis leaving the Broncos, that leaves them kind of some question marks at the center position. What do they do in 2019? Do they address anything in free agency? Do they do it in the NFL draft? More than likely, the Broncos are going to take a look in-house in terms of the center position for them. Right now, the logical scenario that plays out is the Broncos bumping Connor McGovern from guard over to center, which is exactly what he did when Matt Paradis went out with his broken leg. And with that, you have some options now at the right guard spot. Now, keep in mind, the Broncos had relied on Billy Turner in 2018 at that right guard spot to kind of be that fluctuating rotation piece for them. However, with him signing to Green Bay, look for Sam Jones to be a guy that they work on. And maybe even in the NFL draft, maybe look for the possibility of the Broncos trying to get Dalton Risner out of K-State. That could be an interesting angle. Local Colorado guy has expressed that he wants interest from the Broncos. He's very vocal about that, the NFL scouting combine. But the Broncos have options, and a lot of people are kind of hitting the panic button here. Well, oh, the Broncos lost out on their chance to get a center look. The Broncos made the right decision in this in terms of offering Matt Paradis a one-year deal. What if Matt Paradis, that leg didn't hold up completely, the Broncos pay him a lot of money, and guess what? You're in cap purgatory for the next couple of years. That happens all the time, and this is a smart move. And right now, I have a lot of trust in what the front office is doing based on the two moves that they've already done. But McGovern goes to center. Look for Sam Jones to bump over to that right guard spot. Also keep an eye on Elijah Wilkinson as well. The Broncos had a lot of interest in him. His versatility, very similar along the lines of Billy Turner. He'll more than likely, if Ron Leary's unable to start the season, Max Garcia's unable to start the season, look for Elijah Wilkinson to get some play at that left guard spot until Ron Leary gets healthy. The Broncos could do a lot of different things with that offensive line. Mike Munchak definitely has his hands full in determining, okay, what is going to be the best formula on the field to protect Joe Flacco? You get the right side figured out with Juwan James. He had a lot of holding penalties in 2018, I believe second to Garrett Bowles. And this is something that can be worked on through coaching. And Mike Munchak is, if you go through history, you look at how his offensive lines have ranked ever since he's taken over that position group, wherever he's went, historically, they have improved in every single area. And discipline's one of the biggest ones. As the offensive lineman, you got to have discipline. Now, granted, I think the AFC West is changing a little bit. The Kansas City Chiefs, I thought with Justin Houston and D4, they had some pretty good pass rushers. You know, the Raiders used to have Khalil Mack, but I think really right now the Broncos have pass rushers. The Chargers have pass rushers in Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. And so you have Bradley Chubb, Von Miller, and those two teams. So I think really AFC West isn't becoming that pass rush university that we were talking about last year on paper, how it originally looked. So it's going to bode well for the Broncos. They do play some tough teams this year. The NFC North, you got to play them. They got to play the Vikings, tough defense, the Bears, the Lions revamping up in a lot of areas as well. You got to play the Packers. So there are some ties there to keep an eye on. The Broncos are going to play a very, very tough schedule in 2019. And the offensive line has to be a very, very big indicator of how successful they may be. If they can keep Joe Flacco upright, protect him from being sacked multiple times. You know, I'd say if you have over 25 plus sacks given up in a season, that's an average year. I believe there are some quarterbacks, I'm not sure exactly the true statistic. I believe Ben Roethlisberger was hit or brought, you know, there was contact quarterback hit over 40 times last year for the Steelers. You can't have that with a guy like Joe Flacco. Keeping the O-line intact, you have Juwan James at right tackle, more than likely at right guard. You got Sam Jones, Connor McGovern at center, barring some sort of move where they make for a potential free agent. Really, I don't see anybody out there that'll come in and step in and be that center that Matt Paradis was. McGovern's probably going to be the guy. He's going to get a lot of run, a lot of one-on-one coaching with Mike Munchak. Left guard, if Ron Leary's not healthy yet, look for Elijah Wilkinson to be there. If he's healthy, look for Ron Leary to be there. And a left tackle, you obviously have Garrett Bowles coming back. So the key, the goal for the Broncos in 2019 for the offensive line, they are the motor of the team. And in this West Coast-style offense with Rich Scangarello, you have to be able to run the football effectively. The Broncos O-line did a much better job in that regard last year, but you're going to have some new pieces there on the O-line at center. Connor McGovern's got to get his feet wet a little bit more there, but the Broncos have some good opportunity, especially with Juwan James at tackle as well. I'm very confident right now on paper. Now, obviously, we all have to wait for the finished product once the players get on the field to see what it's going to look like. So that's the projected starting offensive line as of right now, I think, heading into camp for the guys that are healthy. So we're going to take a look. We're going to keep an eye on that all throughout the offseason here at the Locked On Broncos podcast. But before jumping to that, I got to remind you guys that the Locked On Nuggets podcast, Nuggets coming off of a big win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're playing the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow night. I'm going to be watching that game. I'm going to be courtside with my Oculus Go virtual reality. It could be courtside at the Nuggets game for that. Really cool feature if you have an Oculus Go. Check it out, the NBA on TNT app in the Oculus store. But I'm going to be there. But Adam Ades and the Locked On Nuggets podcast have you covered with all things Denver Nuggets related. Now we need to take a look at the defensive side of the ball for the Broncos in 2019 based on the signing of Kareem Jackson. Talked a lot about it in segment number one, just the versatility that he brings to the Broncos. He's super, super quick, very disciplined. One thing I like about him is you could bring him in on cornerback blitzes. He's very good at setting the edge, playing at contained position in certain scenarios, whether he's lined up in the slot, whether he's lined up outside, or even sometimes lined up in that safety position. The Texans needed him to play that role a little bit. And then once they got guys healthy, he transitioned back to corner where he stayed all year at the right cornerback spot. And you're going to see a lot of cornerback play from Kareem Jackson. We talked about it. Zone cover defense, Coach Fangio. It's going to be a good move, but there were many people in Broncos country that were up in arms at the Broncos not signing a safety during the legal tampering period and yet to be in the free agency period. And a lot of Broncos fans wanted Adrian Amos, obviously an evident tie to Coach Fangio from his time in Chicago. But there was a report that had surfaced a couple couple nights ago from somebody saying that the Broncos and Adrian Amos had agreed to a deal. That was absolutely false. The Broncos had never had a deal in place with Adrian Amos. The person that I was talking to very closely to the situation when that was reported said nothing has happened. There's nothing that is final. There were multiple teams contacting Adrian Amos to try to get his services. He ended up going to the Green Bay Packers. The Broncos fell out of the sweepstakes for Adrian Amos late on Monday evening. Unfortunately, they didn't make a deal, and a lot of that was stemmed because the Broncos had to choose between paying Matt Paradis, possibly, if they could bring him back, or paying a safety. And realistically, for the Broncos' needs, they were looking at trying to bring back Matt Paradis. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. Both Matt Paradis and the Broncos decided that, okay, it didn't work out. The one-year deal, Matt Paradis didn't want that, and he signed a three-year deal in Carolina. So the Broncos are very, very confident. From somebody I talked to on the inside, they said that the Broncos are very, very happy with the young talent that they have at safety. And they're talking about Will Parks. They're talking about Demonte Thomas. You also have to factor in the fact that you have Jamal Carter, who didn't play a single down in 2018. He tore his hamstring in a preseason game, making a phenomenal play. He's got a lot of praise in that Broncos locker room, but the Broncos were really blown away by Will Parks and his sudden rise last year in 2018. And realistically, I'm not sure if we see that from Will Parks if he doesn't make that phenomenal play with the one opportunity that he had. He's given some special teams opportunities. He got a chance to be in a game defensively, an all-heart, all-effort play, forces a fumble, forces the touchback. Broncos get the ball. That was monumental in that Steelers game, and that set the tone for the rest of the season. Will Parks was an energizer bunny for the Broncos defense. He's got a lot of tools, a lot of intangibles, and one of the things that Coach Fangio had said in his press conference when looking back at his history being with the Chicago Bears, the Bears had made the mistake of getting all these veteran guys and not developing the rookies or the young guys to eventually step in and take over in those major roles. And that's something he said leads to death by inches. So my whole entire approach with the Broncos not deciding to go with the safety and free agency as of yet, it'll be interesting to see if they even do that. But they have so much confidence and belief in Demonte Thomas and Will Parks that they can take the next step and develop and become very good safety for this Broncos team, not only just in 2019, but years down the road. Now, Will Parks will be entering a contract year. He's going to have an opportunity to make some money and prove his value. He definitely has some value, and I think he's going to be in the right scheme to showcase his talents. He can still play some dime linebacker, but more importantly, the Broncos don't need to go and add a safety like Earl Thomas. They don't need to add a Landon Collins. They don't need to add a Tyrann Mathieu, because that's going to be very, very expensive, and you risk out, especially on that defensive side of the ball. You have some very expensive pieces. The Broncos still need to extend Chris Harris Jr. for the rest of his life to be a Denver Bronco till he retires. So Bronco for life, that's the plan. The Broncos plan to provide Chris Harris Jr. with a contract extension after the NFL draft and free agency period are over to make him a Bronco for life. I know I'm excited about that. I know Chris Harris is excited about that. He wants to finish his career in Denver. Broncos fans want the same exact thing, but the Broncos still have an opportunity to add some young defensive talent at the safety position or cornerback position in this year's NFL draft. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos bring back Tremaine Brock on a one-year deal to help bolster some of that cornerback depth. Look for them to go cornerback after round one, but they could also add some young safety pieces as well. You can never have enough developmental players that are coming in, some young talent, especially as some other talent on your team gets older. Justin Simms is going to be a very, very important part of this Broncos defense as a free safety, and Kareem Jackson is going to be a very important part of this Broncos defense at cornerback alongside Chris Harris Jr. Expect to see a lot of Isaac Yiadom this year. He's got a lot to do, and really the thing with Isaac Yiadom, a lot of it comes down to just making a play on the football. He's got great fundamentals, great technique. He's just got to focus on finding the football and making a play on it, whether it's batting it down. We saw a lot of rise in him. One thing I really liked about him is what we saw from him in the Los Angeles Chargers game, week 17 at Denver. Tough coverage against Tyrell Williams, interception on the first drive for the Chargers. That was fun to watch. Isaac Yiadom's a player I'm absolutely in love with. I think he's got a lot of talent, a lot of upside to be very good for this Broncos team. And you can never have enough corners in the roster. And we saw that last year with the Denver Broncos when all their cornerbacks went down. Justin Simmons had to play corner. So you can never have enough DBs. That's one of the biggest things I can't overstate enough. DBs matter. Make the defensive back position violent again. You got to be able to hit. And that's one thing I like. I like physical play from corners. The Broncos are going to do a lot of that in 2019 with the addition of Kareem Jackson. I think he makes their defense better. He's an upgrade over Bradley Roby. There are concerns, obviously, because he's in his 30s. There's some narrative out there that's being pushed that once you reach your 30s in the NFL, your best days are behind you. I think that's absolutely asinine for anybody to say, because how would you feel if you became 30 years old and people said, well, you're 30 years old, your best days are behind you at whatever job you do? That doesn't make much sense. There are a lot of 30-year-old players in the NFL that are still balling like Bo Diddley. So that'll do it for this episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast. Free agency kicking off, busy as always this time of the year, but we're going to have you covered with all the news that the Broncos are making. Any Broncos-related news, you can expect coverage and analysis over here at the Locked On Broncos podcast. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, at @CodyRourkeNFL. But once again, Broncos country, thank you once again for all your support, for always tuning in. Enjoy this episode of the show. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow for another episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast.